the United States is back on the moon for the first time in over five decades.
We can confirm, without a doubt, that our equipment is on the surface of the moon, and we are transmitting. Houston, Odysseus has found his new home.
That is the moment the uncrewed Odysseus lander touched down yesterday near the lunar South Pole. Odysseus is the result of a collaboration between NASA and a private company, Intuitive Machines, and also several universities across the country, including Florida's Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. One of the students involved is Daniel Posada, a doctoral student and one of the leads on this project. Daniel, welcome and congrats on this landing. You know, there was a time when it wasn't clear if the lander had survived. What was that moment like when you knew you'd made it?
That moment was, let me tell you, we were a little bit scared because, you know, we've seen in the past that landing on the moon is hard. I mean, others have tried and succeeded, but a lot of times it's really hard to stick landing. So we were all anxious, awaiting, looking at the screens. And then when we got the confirmation, I think we all feel relieved that we made it.
What an achievement. Now, you developed a camera, I understand, that's a pretty important part of this mission, and it was ejected from the lander as it descended toward the lunar surface so that it could take a picture of the spacecraft as it landed. Is that right?
That's correct. So the goal of the camera is to take pictures as the spacecraft's landing so that we're going to capture a first third-person view of a lunar landing, something that's never been done. We've seen a lot of videos from the Apollo landings, but they're always from the perspective of whoever's driving and going down on the lunar surface. So this is the first time that we're going to see this type of pictures.
Do you have any images back from the moon yet?
So right now, after landing, Intuitive Machines have been working on running their procedures to make sure that everything's nominal, and they've been trying to download as much information and telemetry from the spacecraft. We know it's healthy and batteries are charging, for example, but we're waiting to get more data later down. So priority right now is to download their information.
You must be on pins and needles. What do you hope you see from this camera?
Well, we definitely want to see, not for dramatic effect, but a fantastic view. We want to see the lander, we want to see the sun, and maybe that lunar landscape. So we hope to see this perfect spacecraft there. And most important, of course, to see the flag of the United States because it's been 52 years. So it's exciting to be back.
Now, if we step back, this mission is kind of a prelude, I understand, to what might happen on the moon with humans in the future. What do you hope to learn and take away in general from this mission? Not just from your camera, but from the whole mission itself.
Yeah, so for example, amazing things that came from this mission is the navigation system. So they actually had to do a fix in the last minute during the actual descent, and it's amazing that we can test all these technologies to make sure that we can bring humans back and have a sustained environment at the moon. It's amazing that we get to see and test all this technology in real time, and the only way to do it is thanks to the commercial lunar payload services that allow us to send things at a lower cost, opening up a new economy on the moon.
Daniel Posada is with Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Florida. Congratulations and good luck with those pictures. Call us back when you get the images.
Will do. Thank you so much for the invite.